Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. If you love radio and exploring the archives, you've found the right place. It's the Radio Thrift Shop. Broadcasting here every Saturday night on 90.9 FM WSCS and online at classicalwscs.org. It's analog culture for a digital world. All right, let's see what's on the shelves this week at the thrift shop. By the way, thank you, Leonard. Nimoy, not Cohen. That's a smoking hot set right there. The Greg Foate Group with Dark is the Sun. Before that, Don Sobeski with Guru Vin. Harold McNair, Lord of the Reedy River. We started off with Miss Dorothy Ashby and Pocky. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. And coming up a little bit later in the program, we have a documentary on Liberace and the Trinidad Steel Band. So please stay tuned for that.
You're listening to the original hipster, Harry Gibson, and
Mrs. Murphy couldn't sleep.
You're on the sound beat.
Her nerves were slightly off the beat until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine.
Harry the hipster Gibson was discovered by fellow pianist Fats Waller, and his frantic, inventive, stride, proto-rock blend would pave the way for players like Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard.
Who put the band's a dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name.
Club pianist by night, Juilliard graduate fellow by day, Gibson claimed to have coined the phrase hipster sometime in the 30s and would take it on as his own nickname soon after.
She never ever wants to go to sleep.
Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine was released by Musicraft in 1944. It's a little play on the Irish folk song Who Put the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder, but that tune never got anyone blacklisted, which this one did for Gibson that year. He'd recover, but it would take time, over a quarter century, actually, when he'd resurface in the 1970s playing blues rock. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop, part of the Mystery Science Radio Network.
It's how we meet the challenges of life that determines who we are and what we'll become. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Chelsea Cook is facing the challenge of being the first blind undergraduate majoring in physics at Virginia Tech.
Like anything in life, there are certain challenges, and I think it all depends on what tools and techniques you grew up and were raised with.
Ethan Groves is one of Chelsea's classmates.
I had the opportunity to visit Chelsea's dorm room, and I was looking at her shelf, and I said, "Oh, so that's all your Braille books on the shelf there?" And she was like, "No, that's one textbook." And because Braille is so much thicker than a regular page with the raised bumps, one textbook for us is 40 volumes for her.
Yeah, I can only keep about one term's worth of books in my room at a time, which can be problematic if the professors are like, "Oh, so remember this from last term? Well, now you gotta go use it." Oh, great. Where's that book? I mean, a lot of it just depends on attitudes and expectations of society. They tend to be low just by nature. We as blind people are trying to change that and make people see that you're not just the poor little blind person on the street, you're just the person who happens to be blind, and it's simply a characteristic. I owe a lot of credit to my parents who raised me and told me that I was just like everyone else, just a little bit different.
She's definitely a pioneer for a lot of people to follow, whether blind or sighted, just because of the determination and attitude that she has.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Thank you. There's a gun in every window, collecting all the rain. There's a sun in every chimney, brightening every stain. Don't take it away, people used to be gay. Don't take it away, people used to be gay. There's a cannon, shots of glory, Sunday papers out, telling you the story. What's it all about? Don't take it away, people want you to stay. Don't take it away, people want you to stay. Words of contemplation, animals painted red, sacred cooperation. Everybody stays in bed. Don't take it away, wake up and meet a new day. Don't take it away, wake up and meet a new day.
From 1973, that was a track called Moondust by the band Moondust. Before that, we heard Sabacas with Farruca. We started that set off with New Visions and a tune called Skinny Dip. Sounds like fun. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And it is time now for our Lost and Found sound documentary on Liberace.
It's Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, Carnival, as they celebrated in countries such as Brazil, El Salvador, and Trinidad. Today, Lost and Found Sound takes us to Trinidad for a story about the birth of the steel drum, or pan, a carnival tradition. The Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, unfold the tale of the legendary pan drum orchestra and the flamboyant American piano virtuoso who championed them. Here's the story of Liberace and the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band.
Expo 67 in Montreal. I was 14 and went there with my parents. One day, I was walking along between the Ontario Pavilion and the Iran Pavilion, and I heard this sound that was like a luminous cloud metallic and rhythmic and lyrical, and I followed this sound through the pavilions until I got to this sort of balcony on one pavilion overlooking a body of water, because the whole fair was on islands in the St. Lawrence River. And across there on a big open deck, this band was playing. Guys beating on cans, big like garbage cans. I'd never heard anything like it. Who could resist?
We played at the Trinidad and Tobago Pavilion 2 or 3 shows a day, 28 guys in a group. And we played all kind of music, from classics to calypso to polka, jazz, you know, some of everything. And while we were performing, the Liberace saw the band.
The Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. At that year, we were the best steel band in Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very, very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm anxious to have you meet a very exciting musical organization that I discovered at the Expo in Montreal, Canada. They're making their first national television appearance tonight on the Ed Sullivan program. This is Hugh Bordy, their musical director. The exciting Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band.
We was always shining. Before we met Liberace, we were shining. We were always a very colorful band dressed in lamé. This is Tripoli Pioneer. When we left and went away, this is where we left from. And I like, now in Tripoli Pioneer, we have over 180 players there waiting. The yard packed with people, outside packed with cars. And then we started practice. And the practice is going to go till 5 o'clock in the morning. It was so serious, it was like war. It was close to war. The people who really started the steel drum in those days were the poor, underprivileged person. They were considered as hooligans. My uncle, as a matter of fact, stopped coming to our home here because we playing the steel drum. My mother, who was his only sister.
My father, Hugh Bord, leader and founder of the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. I'm Emile Bord. My dad came from an upper middle class family. His dad was a pharmacist. It was a disappointment when he turned to the steel drums. The family wondering why would he associate himself with what we called back then vagabonds. It was sort of like how Rasta music, reggae music, started in Jamaica with the lower class and worked its way up.
My name is Abi Ali Bokas. I am 65 years of age. I'm an original member of Tripoli Steel Band. In those days, you know, you couldn't go to high school and be in steel band at the same time. Who went to high school had to discontinue more or less associating with steel band. We had an English society, and anybody who was associated with steel band was stigmatized.
Beating pan or dancing in the street, it was a disgrace. Yeah. You see, the poorer class of people could not afford piano music and all this, so the boys just invented ordinary steel drums. But they were tuned, they played a note, do re mi fa sol la ti do. They played the music by ear, sweet pan music.
Junior Huchette, steel band leader and arranger. There's different opinions on exactly which particular day at what time the steel band started. You know, you have several claims. The forerunner of the steel band, there was a certain thing called the Tambu Bambu Band, which existed in the 20s and 30s in Trinidad, made of different lengths of bamboo shoots and bamboo gourds that were very rhythmic, and carnival days, this is what the local people danced to.
My name is Ellie Manette. People call me the Stradivarius of steel drum. I started playing trash cans around 11 years old in 1937, 38, throw the garbage out and beat on the bottom. The steel drum was born in a very humble way, from African skin drum to the tambu, to the garbage can, to the paint containers, into what we have today.
Welcome back with Liberace. What a great discovery, that Grubauer, aren't they?
Yes, this is the Trinidad Steel Band. They've been with me about a year and a half. The music of the Steel Band has only been around since after World War II, when the island of Trinidad was practically swamped with empty oil drums, such as you see here.
Due to the fact that the steel drum had such a bad reputation, in the early 40s and 50s, we could not get drums to buy, because the Shell Oil Company and the British Petroleum, nobody wanted to sell you a drum. But the Navy, using a lot of oil, thousands of drums, piled up on the back of the warehouse a mile high. When the guards are all gone, we will go down there as young boys and steal the drums away from the Navy base and run away with them and try to build them for carnival.
When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to the island is bound to be an epoch in local history, definitely marking a new era between Trinidad and America.
Calypso and steel band, it always go hand in hand, because when the steel band first started, all they used to play was calypso music. In those days, all the names of the bands came from movie war pictures, like Casablanca, To Hell and Back, Desperados, Destination Tokyo, all these names from the old-time movie war pictures. And Tripoli came from the movie with John Payne and Maureen O'Hara, The Shores of Tripoli.
If you played in Renegades and I played in Tripoli, and one of us had to cross an intersection, it would be riots. We had riots among the bands.
My name is Michael Kernahan. I started playing pan within the Tripoli in 1963. The Tripoli band really came to prominence with our arranger, Junior Pouchette. For his arrangements for Gershwin's The Man I Love, we went to the Independence Festival competition. After the impact we made, Esso approached the band and sponsored the band, you know, and uniforms, and it was no looking back after that.
My name is Shannon Dudley, and I'm a professor of ethnomusicology at the University of Washington.
Sponsorship of steel bands was a really important development around the time of independence in 1962. When Eric Williams became the prime minister, he really put the screws, especially on a lot of international companies, to sponsor steel bands. And because, of course, the oil companies were all foreign corporations, they really wanted to get in good with the new government. If Eric Williams promotes the steel band as a symbol of Trinidad's new independent culture, many oil companies were eager to get on board with that and to associate themselves with that symbol.
Hugh Boyd, band leader for the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. Our sponsors, Esso Standard Oil, they brought us to the pavilion in Expo 67. We really had a wide repertoire and play music that could be reached by the outside world. When we play in places like Colorado and Kansas, people always say, are you going to play Rondo Capriccioso? Or are you going to play Paganini? Or are you going to play Handel Messiah?
Audience at the Liberace show, 99% white people. You know, the response was great. I remember we playing for like a black audience, and you know, and I don't know, they didn't appreciate what we were doing. We were playing a lot of classical music, and they wanted us to play something by James Brown, and you know.
This is John Squaggett from the John Squaggett's Nugget Hotel Casino in Sparks, Nevada. We never question any supporting act that Liberace brought in. It would be the greatest surprise of the year. Our early showroom was, we called it the circus room at that time because we had two elephants on stage, Bertha and Angel. But here's Liberace and with his, you know, how he had that full-length mink coat. He'd come in on Bertha and more jewelry. He had so many rings he could hardly hold up his hand. And he had the little angels of Korea, and they were on cycles. But I think one of the outstanding groups was the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. All these natives from Trinidad came in and playing music from 55-gallon oil drum. A lot of puff sleeves, a lot of calypso clothes, you know, like from Trinidad. To see that many people from Trinidad up in Sparks, Nevada was... because we do not have a very many people that color of that skin in this area. People just were just overwhelmed by their music.
We were touring as 27 black people with the Liberace Show, all in Birmingham, in the South. In those days, Governor Wallace was going up for election, and Lee took a chance.
Liberace!
The only thing I was curious about is where they got the idea for their costumes.
It's clear you have a great influence
on
people.
You can see Liberace.
Liberace never did get a chance to come to Trinidad. We broke a lot of barriers with Liberace because of the music. As music, we all know, is one of the wonders of the world and could go through any barrier.
This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Analog culture for a digital world. Thank you. Well, from a very scarce privately released LP, that was an artist known as Seth, from 1974, Help the Man. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Just say no to mediocre media. Tune into your world. Don't tune out. Coming to you from Waves in Space on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Thanks for going on the journey, a musical journey, every Saturday night. I'll be back with another edition of the Radio Thrift Shop real soon, but until then, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. Make it more than words.